Welcome to Module 2, Laying the Foundation, Purpose Through Passion. This is Jen Verheeren from Cadence Coaching. In this module, I'll be taking you through a strategic planning process that is customized for riders and designed to help you get the absolute most out of this course. In this session, we're going to tackle vision. My favorite poet, Mary Oliver, asks us, "What is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life?" This is the question. Visioning is the ability to imagine that which has not yet come to be. Vision exists when an experience or an event appears vividly in your mind, even before that event actually takes place. Vision allows you to connect your daily activities to your future. It can intentionally bring something new into existence. The vision you have for your riding, your life, or for the world gives you a destination. Having a vision keeps you from going around in circles, wondering why you keep passing the same places over and over again. Visioning is not a talent limited to particular people. It's a skill that can be learned and honed. Vision is a part of the performance project because it wakes up your inner coach voice and creates context for your goals. It's the first step in taking control of your thoughts in a really powerful way. If you have a goal that is not supported by a larger vision for your life, you may find yourself perpetually disappointed or frustrated. I'm going to ask you to zoom out for a bird's eye view of your life and take the time to explore what's possible for you. Visioning can give you a glimpse into what you're truly capable of. For this exercise, I'm going to ask you to step out of the comfy, well-worn boots you wear in the present and step into the boots you're wearing 5 years from now. Not only is it 5 years from now, but it has been the best 5 years of your life. Transport yourself into the future and answer these questions. What has happened? How do you feel? What have you learned? What have you accomplished? What are you grateful for? What are you the most proud of? Take some time to write down the answers to these questions. Write them in the past tense as if they have already happened or as if they're happening right now. This is your vision. If you struggle with this at first, which you likely will, that's okay. Live in these questions for a few days and then come back to it. There are so many advantages to having a clear vision for what you want to create in your life. You don't ask for shoulder in without knowing what you want, what the aids are, and having a clear picture in your head of what you're asking your horse to do. You don't start your show jumping round without knowing the course. Yet most of us wander through our lives without truly knowing what we want. Having a vision allows you to make conscious choices rather than wing it. It helps you make decisions more easily and provides you with a solid foundation upon which to build your dreams and goals. Having a clear vision is so awesome, but why don't we all have one? Most of us tend to focus on the past and are guided by our past experiences. It's fear of what might or might not happen rather than desire that most powerfully informs our lives. We get comfortable and feel safe when we are living to avoid risk. It's usually these risks that we need to take in order to lead fulfilling lives and accomplish big goals. Most people have a more vivid awareness of their limitations than they do of what's possible for them. And most of the time, these are perceived rather than real limitations. As you answer the vision questions, notice when you focus on limitations or you want to retreat from claiming any part of your vision. Identify which limitations are real and which are simply beliefs you've developed over time. If your limitations involve a lack of money, or time or resources, I am telling you right now, they are driven by something deeper. We'll be hacking into those beliefs later on. Right now, just notice when they come up. When you're visioning, don't think about how you'll make things happen or all the things that are in your way. Instead, stay focused wholeheartedly on what you want to create. As always, have fun with this.